Hello.
Mr. Carlson.
Well, welcome back, Mr. President.
How are you?
Good. You had a good trip, sir.
Yeah. What's going on here? Anything in particular?
Well, I've been spending most of my waking hours and some of my sleeping hours working on the
payboard.
The payboard and the Meany situation.
Yeah.
I think we've got it as well under control at the moment as can be expected. I won't bore you with all the intricate details, but I think we've got it glued together at the moment, and there's a meeting tomorrow at which most of the detailed regulations will be worked out.
Uh-huh.
It looks to me from my vantage point that the regulations, if people don't get too tough tomorrow, are going to come out in such a way that Meany's principal objection will be met.
Yeah.
And will be off and running from there. He's publicly stated that he's going to do nothing before the convention, but that he will put his position before the convention. He told Schultz today, however, in an off-the-record conversation that he and Schultz had, that which a conversation which never took place, but did take place, that if this problem were straightened out tomorrow, he'd have no reason not
to. He can't put it before the convention. Hell, that'll ruin it.
Well, that's why we need to work it out tomorrow, and we've been doing.
You know, I'd still like to do that damn convention, provided it isn't. This 5.5 is a goddamn good figure, Chuck. I guess everybody realizes that.
Bullish. Bullish as hell, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Just bullish as hell.
Businessmen ought to see that.
They do. The big game here was next year. And God darn, we got a bunch of little people who get in there and, well, you know how a negotiation is. They get hung up over their own points of view and their own principles. But I think the odds are it's going to be worked out tomorrow.
That's what I think. I know. I never figured you could do last year. So you got to take a bump up for a little for a month or two. Then it'll. But if you get at 5.5, then it means you've taken the poison out of the damn thing.
That's right. You almost don't even take a bump up the way this works out, because the way they did it Monday night, it. What we do tomorrow won't add to the bump up or down, really. It's
good.
But I think that, well, it. Believe me, this is a very tough area to work in, because you have to keep a low profile and you've got a lot of volatile personalities. But I think we've got it as well on track as possible, and we've been getting a hell of a lot of help from Fitz. He's just been, God, he has been magnificent.
You still think we do the other thing?
Yes, sir. And I have a read back for you on that from Meany, which is that he would not be unhappy to see it. Which I think is very interesting. Thinks he's done his time and would not blow on it. That's one base that's covered. Fitz has been marvelous. He's been brokering things for us. I have a speech he gave that he's caught a lot of hell for from labor, because he praises you, praises phase two, says it's going to work, he's going to make it work, and says if anybody's got any bitch, it's with the Democrats. He really was just terrific. I spent a fascinating evening last night, which went up to Sindlinger's polling. And he's got a device where you can listen in to his all of his interviewers talking to people.
Incidentally, I've got to go out and just check something here. I've got to sign for a minute. I'll call you back in a couple of minutes, okay?
Yes, sir. Fine.